ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the Loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a Loch.
Yeah, lake, Loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Earnest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Loch.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Earnest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Earnest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Time now for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to Knowledge Labs. I'm Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything. Today we have a letter from little Charlie McKinney over at Peter Crump School, and he writes, Dear Mr. Knowledge, can you explain the difference between matter and antimatter? Well, Charlie, thanks for the letter, and work on that drooling. Now, matter is positive, sort of like Donald Trump, and antimatter is negative, sort of like Joe Biden. We'll just use those two as an example. And basically what you have, one can't exist without the other, so if you put them together, you see I have some matter and antimatter right here. They're very tiny, but if you put them together... Uh-oh, I seem to have shifted myself into an alternate dimension. Here's the matter and antimatter. Let me pull them apart. Ah, here we go. Back to reality, as they say. So, antimatter and matter together. I'm in another dimension, and I'm seeing very strange things. And apart. Back to reality. So there you go. That's the difference between matter and antimatter. Negative, positive, good, bad, same. I wonder what happens if you punch them together real fast. Let me try. Okay, I guess that wasn't a good idea.
Join us again next time for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Well, I'm back in reality, but should I have three thumbs on my right hand? Hey, somebody give me a bit lighter. I want to try something.
From our super secret studio, where last year we saw the economy tumble because of a pandemic, and yesterday we saw 60,000 jobs vanish with the stroke of a pen, David Earnest brings you The Health and Wealth Show. Gasoline, food, clothing, everything is going up in price. Well, everything but one thing. It's still free to listen to David Earnest and The Health and Wealth Show.
And there he is, the antimatter and the matter are separate. He is in this dimension. And he's on the Zoom tonight. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, and I'm glad you did that.
You like that?
Because there's going to be a lot about what we're going to be talking about.
And sadly, Terry Adams, not with us this evening. He's got some personal stuff he's taking care of. Hopefully, he'll be back with us next week. But, man, I tell you what, I've kind of stayed away from the news today on purpose, just so we all don't go crazy. And I'm sitting here relaxing in the studio, got my shoes off and relaxing here. And thankfully you're not here because these shoes are 10 years old. They could walk away on their own here.
And so like the antimatter.
There you go. And
that's anti-something.
The mayor still has not taken that a remark down, nor has he apologized. And he did put something else on there. He said,
uh-oh.
Is it something I said? And he's beginning to look more and more like that dude.
There's a word or there's expression.
Well, I could say it, but
like
I
don't know.
Have to hit the red button. But he. When I look at him, I think of the dude on Mad Magazine, Alfred E. Newman. I wish somebody would draw that up and send it to me, because that's, you know, that's just taunting people. You say something ugly, and then somebody says something about it, and then you're going to, oh, did I say something wrong? Yes, you scamp, you did. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
That's wrong, man. You are the mayor of this city. You're the leader. You're the dude, and you're playing like you're on the playground in the third grade. I'm not impressed, man.
So the matter with the problem.
Uh-huh.
What's the matter with the problem? It's because we do have anti-matter meeting with matter. Something that don't even matter, doesn't even make any sense, has come in and taken over something that makes sense and would matter. For example, here's something, and we'll talk about the 60,000 jobs in just a moment that have been lost. Anti-fascist protesters vandalized buildings in Portland and Seattle. They're vandalizing them because they told them that it did matter that the Democratic Party did not go along with them in a lot of different things. And in revenge, they spray-painted Antichrist symbols all over the party sign.
Mm-hmm.
Video posted on social media. We don't want Biden. We want revenge for police murders, imperialist wars, and fascist massacres. Read about it. These are extreme anti-matters. Extreme particles, mm-hmm, of the Democratic, liberal-leaning, left-leaning government. Now, there's all kinds of definitions about what is left, what's Democrat, and what really matters. But what really matters is we have total disaster coming at us like a locomotive.
Mm-hmm.
These 60,000 jobs for the Keystone Pipeline layoff, and various other things. I understand there was a lot of Democrats that wanted Biden not to do it. Why? Because it's hurting their constituents and they're, mm-hmm, angry with them. 60,000 jobs?
See?
This economy will feel this dramatically.
He doesn't care about his own party.
I get it. But can you understand what magnification is?
Mm-hmm.
When you take away something that is feeding the oil here in the United States, and you all look, you've already seen the gas prices, you're already seeing all these other disturbances,
uh-huh,
that are going on here, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. Why are we talking about this? Because this is economics, financial. Okay, we are a financial program. We're also a health program because they kind of mix together, but we've been paying a lot of attention to economic. Why? Because it's so important right now. They're trying to destroy our economic structure. In other words, he came in with the agenda to tear it out of the frame.
Mm-hmm.
You don't lay off 60,000 people. And then, okay, and the other thing, the Iranians, he's going to give them all their money, all those billions of dollars. He's going to turn it loose, let them build the bomb. And here's some other interesting statistics that I read today. I did not know this, that the United States' carbon footprint was lower than most all other countries without even belonging to the Paris Accord.
Uh-huh.
So if this was true, what good are they other than to cause disruption and chaos? You know, in other words, here's Trump, matter. Here's the other party coming in, anti-matter. In other words, anti-everything that matters.
Mm-hmm.
We meet head on. We have an explosion. Just like Dr. Knowledge, Professor Knowledge said that he's the smartest man in the world, but he knows that, you know, if you mix matter and anti-matter together, you get oblivion.
Yes.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
You get blown into another existence.
You get blown away. And here's what's happened. We are being literally blown away. Our economics will literally be blown away. I noticed that they were talking about bringing on a 50-year bond the feds are talking about it. Ms. Yelling has been talking about it.
Yeah.
Do you realize what this what matters in this matter?
We've been talking about this before.
This could be a total disaster.
Uh-huh.
When you see, just as my perspective of it, when they see that we are so desperate, say that, to sell 50-year bond rates because we think we can keep our rates locked in low for a long time, folks are going to say, why do I want to buy that stuff? And you know what matters here? They must be desperate to do this. Therefore, it's going to destabilize the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to destabilize the economy when the rest of the world sees this stuff. And it's going to cause a antimatter explosion. You cannot say, well, they'll probably bring it to the table. And more than likely, the people say, I don't want any of it because it's dangerous.
Right.
It's, you know, 50-year bond rates appear dangerous. It's like matter and antimatter. It's dangerous. And why does it matter? Because it's not normal. We do not do 50-year bond portfolio rates in the U.S. Treasury. It's never been done. They winked at it a few times. They said, well, it might matter this time because we could bring the rates down. Do you understand what it would do to people and the banks and everyone who purchased these 50-year bonds, even though they'll have a slight premium on them for, you know, being 50 years, so they'll pay a little bit higher.
Well,
what if we go into an inflationary period? It's going to cause everybody's portfolios to explode, and it won't matter.
Well, let me ask you this. Who's got time to wait on a 50-year bond? I mean, if you bought it when you were 20 and you got it at 70, I mean, you're short timer.
Listen, as they sell these bond portfolios off, if interest rates go up 5% and you've locked in 50 years at 1%, how much is 5 greater than 1? That's how much you're going to have to sell ratioed out. If you're beginning, if something were to happen, midway, it's probably half that bad. So, you know, in 25 years, you say, well, I got to get out of this. They say, does it matter that it costs you half to get out?
Hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Now rates are 5 or 10%, and it might cost you more than a half. So what I'm trying to say is it matters because it can dilute a portfolio tremendously. Guys, in these annuities that we use, as long as you use them correctly, even though they're using corporate bonds, the insurance company is standing behind the principal value. And if rates go up, you can get an adjustment up, and that would make a matter. It does matter that you can get adjustments. And we have ways that we can do laddering annuities, and it will keep the bad annuities subdued. But when you're locked in to something for 50 years, they talk about annuities having a 5 and 10 and 15 year surrender charge, which goes away, and within 3 years or five, most of it's gone, and you can take out 10, 20%. I got some of them take out 30 in 4 years, we can have 50% of it out without a penalty and get gigantic bonuses. And they're so large, I can't say them. I mean, they're big. They're huge. I'll just put it this way. By the time 10 years is up, you might have 20% more money, okay? I'll just put it in that content. So here's the thing. It matters. The way you structure something and ladder something matters. The way they put the politics together what are they doing? They've got these folks coming out of Bolivia. What is it, Bolivia? No, Honduras. Coming out of Honduras, and it matters to Mexico. It matters to the other countries in between Honduras because they're bringing COVID. That's why it mattered to them.
Mm-hmm.
They could care less if they come in here and destroy our economy. I was talking to a liberal the other day. Good guy. He couldn't understand what I was talking about, though. I said, look, they come in here and they want our stuff. They said, well, you're not being very fair. Excuse me? It's not fair to not let them come in here and get some retirement money and free, welfare. I said, are you kidding me? Well, that's what the United States is all about, isn't it?
No.
Giveaway.
No.
Take care of folks. All you got to do is print it. You've got all the bombs anyway, and you guys are running around. You're just a bunch of imperialists that have been taking over all these countries and robbing them blind anyway. So why don't you just give some when they come in here and let them have it?
Mm-hmm. That's the mindset.
Are you a real patriot? I know the difference now between a patriot, a real one, and a fascist.
What's that?
The one that wants to destroy things up in Seattle, in Portland. You know, really, you think we had problems inside the Republican Party with some of the so-called extremists that Trump didn't have any control over anyway? You're always going to have extremists. But the basic differences between our ideologies are what really matters in the anti-matter situation.
Right.
Okay? Uh-huh. Exactly. So what's going on here is, you know, we are trying to save, from my perspective, we're trying to save our nation. We want it to stay like it was hundreds of years ago. In other words, the way it was built, why the Constitution was written. We do not want our rights, the Second Amendment, and all these other amendments changed. We do not want them to continue to kill babies. We do not want them to try to take our guns. We do not want them to destroy 60,000 jobs at the stroke of a pen because they said it didn't matter. That's Biden. Mm-hmm. We don't want all these folks to come, thousands from the South, and jump over the fences that Biden says he's going to take down anyway. Why? Because he said it don't matter that they come in here and take your stuff. Matter of fact, I get more votes if I get them in here.
Well, I got a question.
Yes.
Now, I have heard recently that there's a certain mayor that they may want to recall because of certain comments he made. Has there ever been a president recalled? Is that possible? Is that something that can happen?
It's called impeachment.
I mean, I don't mean them. I mean from the people, from Americans. If we say that
it has to go through the Congress.
Well, I'm gonna tell you what. I was just talking to the highly rated Gray Budell a while ago.
Yes.
And we were discussing some of the stuff's going on in, like, the elected officials. Of course, I'm not talking about Mo Brooks. I'm not talking about Tommy Tuberville. The Alabama gang, they're pretty much solid. But
well,
I believe you would be hard-pressed to go through that hall up there. And I was going to use one term, but I'll use another because there are men and ladies up there. You would be hard-pressed to find an ounce of backbone up there.
Honestly, they're
people. They're up there. They're job afraid. I better jump in line here.
And they change at the whim of the stroke of a pen.
It's exactly.
You know, you change. You go from Trump to Biden. Oh, okay. We got to kiss his butt. Oh,
that's a picture.
With you, man. You know, we were just acting like you're with you. Oh, so you're a rhino.
I've come here to kiss the president's butt. Wait. Oh, sorry, Nancy. He got her in the face there. You say that's a joke.
Well, she might let him. I don't know. They said that Harris is not going to live in the, whatever you call that thing, the vice president's house, because they're using something they're saying that they need to restructure the house, work on chimneys or something.
I missed that. Now, who's this now?
Harris is not going to move into the house that the vice president moved out of because it's got to have some repair. And someone said, well, that's because she's not going to stay in it very long. She just wants to move on into the White House.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have, they're going to have Biden out. You know how your mother-in-law comes to live with you?
Yeah.
And you build her a house out behind your
house? Yeah.
and she's there, but it's like she ain't really
just out there waiting for him to completely go demented.
Oh, bless his
poor
heart.
Poor soul. That guy, he was saying so many crazy things the other day, and I mean, how can he be president when he's so demented?
Well,
I mean, look, there have been, you know, when President Trump came in, they were saying, you know, he's a narcissist, he's got dementia, he's crazy, whatever these things. Take a look at the one we got now. He can't tell the difference between his wife or his daughter. He gets confused and thinks that Trump's still the president.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of crazy things. One of them, it might have been his wife, said Biden was a president.
Oh, Biden?
Oh, Biden.
It's a good Irish boy.
Oh, Biden's the president. You might as well say he is a Oh, Biden, uh-huh. because they're going to be abiding uh-huh. to Biden's way of doing things. And matter of fact, to Obama's way of doing things, I think Obama is really the president indirectly.
Probably. Here. Thing is, I mean, you know, you got these Secret Service guys up there, and these guys are hardcore. I mean, they signed up to do this, and that's their thing. They trained, and, I mean, they're not trained to pull out the gun and shoot somebody. They're trained to jump in front of the president and take that bullet.
Right.
I know some of them thinking, if that happens, there's some of them thinking, I'm going to do it. But I ain't gonna like it.
Don't hit me.
And
hit me.
I hope.
What is that they said on the movie where you got the behind the $1 million wound?
That's a $1 million wound. I never saw on that money though. Yeah. let me put that out there. I hope nothing like that ever happens. That's not a good thing at all. But you know they have got to protect him. But but they've got lives and they've got things they understand too. And you know they got to be thinking about it. Did you see where they're riding along in the limousine, I guess, and all the soldiers turned their backs to the motorcade?
That's funny. Well, they know who their daddy is. It ain't him.
What would have been funny is if they'd been standing there with newspapers. You ever been to the ball game when they do that? Get the newspaper out. That would have been funny now, but I know they weren't up there to be funny. It's just such a sad, sad situation, man.
Now, I'm going to read a little bit of Mike Huckabee. We got a little time yet.
We got a few minutes.
Day one, executive orders by Mike Huckabee. Immediately upon taking office, President Biden started issuing a flurry of executive orders to undo President Trump's legacy of success. They include halting the financing of the border wall. Mm-hmm. Walls provide security at inaugurals, but apparently not at borders. Rejoining the WHO, the World Health Organization, which has really distinguished itself during the pandemic, including non-citizens in the census count. That's crazy. And other things I tried to warn you about before the election. But some of these reversals might not be so easy. Remember, I predicted that his biggest enemy won't be Republicans. It will be reality.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats have publicly railed against Trump's evil policies for years while enjoying the benefits they brought, including strong job creation, rising wages, Middle East peace, and cheap, abundant fuel. We know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Biden is poised to undo all those policies, but at the expense of losing all the benefits they never gave Trump credit for. If we were smart, he'd find a way to keep the policies and claim them as his own by calling them new and improved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with more liberal compassion, or something like that. But nobody ever claimed he was a genius, did they?
No.
Instead, Biden seems bent on mindlessly reversing everything, but he might meet more resistance than he thought. I told you that before he took office, labor unions and other Democrats were already pushing back against his plan to kill the Keystone Pipe oil line because it's so much better for the environment to move by truck, train, and ship. Mm-hmm. Then immediately, upon taking the office, he signed an order to put America back into the economy, crippling Paris climate accords, despite the fact that under Trump, get this now, America reduced its CO2 emissions mm-hmm. more than any nation that remained in those Paris accords. Did you hear what I just said?
I did. It reduced
That's significant. If we reduced our emissions more than any other of those countries, that remained in the Paris Accords. What good are the Paris Accords other than to give the Iranians billions of dollars?
You know, I'll have to see if I can find this. I think it was George Carlin that did it, and he's talking about, you know, people all worried about the climate. And if people were doing something that was really, really causing a problem, it would be different. But he said the very fact that people think they can change the environment through basically just throwing a bunch of money at something and doing this. So these people are dumb because the earth has been here for people, you know, the true believers.
3 billion years.
The true believers think it's only like 5 or 6,000 years. Scientists say billions of years, just like you
4.
Do.
4.3 billion years, that's proven with half-life deterioration of half-life of radiation.
Just the thing is, said, the earth has been here all these years, and it's like it's a big dog, and when it gets ready, it'll just shake all the little fleas off and on about its business.
That's right.
It's arrogant to think that we can have a control over the world.
We'll be extinct.
Exactly.
And so he goes on to say, I told you yesterday that both it and Biden's reimposing of the Iran nuclear deal will likely be met with legal challenges because they are treaties which require 2/3 Senate approval. And risky or not, now they're going to have a bomb. So this guy is a loose cannon we got in there now. He's a loose cannon. He's about to destroy the economy. You're about, in my opinion, to see the most massive drop in the stock market that's ever happened since 1929, and it will probably happen by 2022 at the latest. Mm. It could happen tomorrow. As soon as they find out that, you know, it's ready to jump off, because it's really not worth the money. These P.E. ratios have gone up to 35, 36. They're supposed to be hanging around the 13 to 15 to 17.
Mm-hmm.
Double. That means price-to-earning ratios of companies. That's the value that people, they say, well, you know, I'm going to ante this up a little bit more and get it on up to the, a Tesla car has to, I've said this over and over. Mm-hmm. You got to pay $1.25 million for all the Tesla cars being built for Tesla not to be losing money. And they've anted it up to, what, $700-something per share? And now the cars have to be worth $1.25 billion. Listen, they're really thinking all this stuff's going to be very profitable. You know, I have no doubt in my mind that we will have electric cars and probably fusion cars in the future.
I'm waiting on the flying cars, man.
And we'll probably have those, too. They're already here, but they just can't fly them for some reason.
My luck, there'll be a weight limit. you need the big car.
But I'd be a little bit leery of getting into anything that, you know, technology has to control is pretty bad.
Exactly.
But I know we got about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about the stock market a little bit.
Okay.
Quick. I'm concerned. If you're in mutual funds and stocks and the ETFs and all these things, I'm concerned if you're older. I'm not really concerned at all if you're younger. No, because if the market goes down, it's going to recover. It always has. It'll recover, you know, over time significantly. But the problem is, how much time do we have? Now, I'm 66 years old as a few days ago.
Grandpa.
And, yeah, right. And I don't want, these next 10, 15 years are important to me.
Yeah.
I'm about to put my money in something that could go down 50% or 90%, even if it stays down 2 to 5 years. That messes me up.
Yeah, you and I.
Because I need the money.
You and I, me now, we do not have the luxury of time as the 20-somethings.
No, we don't.
No.
That doesn't mean that you can't buy some stock. That doesn't mean if the market crashes, you can't buy some stock. What it means is if you buy in right now, you might be wishing that you hadn't been in the stock.
There you go. Well, how about this? How about folks just write this down? 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Come ready to talk about your money and politics and your grandchildren and all that kind of stuff, because you're going to sit down with David Ernest. It's totally free, no obligation, consultation. You'll talk with David Ernest. You'll talk with Too Tall Matthew Ernest. And you might even talk with Princess Leah. You never know. But, hey, wouldn't it be something if you got to talk to all three of them and they took you to lunch? That would be something. That would be something. But you need to call.
I have a budget for that.
There you go. 279-7431. Need to call 279-7431. And it's time for that break you were talking about, David. If you'll just hang on a minute, we'll come right back and we'll talk about it some more. David's on Zoom. He's making faces at me. I got him covered up. Hang on. Oh, you shouldn't do that, man. That's just not right at all. Yeah. We'll be right back with more health and wealth here on News Talk 93.1 FM. That's WACV, and we do appreciate you tuning in. It's the Health and Wealth Show. We'll be right back. Oh, don't make that face. It's going to stick. Oh!
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Earnest.
I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was a-missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Earnest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Earnest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Earnest today. Earnest Financial, LLC.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with an alien.
Hello!
So I guess that's your spaceship over there.
Yeah, the one on the left.
I see. And what brings you to Earth today? Would you like me to take you to our leader?
Oh, no, I just got some business with my friend, David Earnest.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that you come from another planet to see an asset preservationist here on Earth.
You got that right. The man is the best in the galaxy.
And just why is that?
Well, he takes care of all his clients, and you never lose any money like you would do if you were in the stock market.
So do a lot of aliens come here to Earth to see David Earnest?
Yeah, but, you know, you can call him at 279-7431.
279-7431?
Yeah, man, that's right.
Before we go, I have one question.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any little green men from Mars?
No, but one time I saw some Klingons around you.
Don't even go there.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with David Earnest, the radio program that brings you good news about your money. You can call David Earnest right now at 279-7431. You can check him out on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Earnest. David has a website, retirewithearnest.com. And if you don't find him any of those places, he's either watching Alabama football or putting on the feed bag down at the Waffle House. Now, here's the man whose senior high school class voted him most likely to. It's David Earnest.
And welcome back. He's right there on the Zoom. Two things real quick before we move on, David.
All right.
You back with me? Okay, good. First off, that music, that just tears me up. That is Sophia, the Ukrainian yodeler. She looks like she's about 12 or 13 years old, and she just yodels her little heart out. You can see her on YouTube. She got braces on her teeth. She's just cute, jumping around there yodeling. And on a complete 180, I'm a little out of breath. I had to come up the stairs. Prayers and thoughts and prayers go out this evening for some of my family. My first cousin's husband, he would be my first plus cousin. I don't know, James Shores passed away this morning. He's been sick for several years, and he was in a nursing home. And we got word this morning that he passed away. And I don't know if anybody out there knows James. They live up around, of all places, near Ellic City at Our Town. Have you ever been to Our Town?
Yeah.
I went through there one time and didn't know it for a week and a half. I was looking for it. I mean, it's a tiny little place, but they've been up there for years and years. And he worked, I think he worked for Russell up there back in the heyday when they were doing stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people did. But
back to other important things. You know, if you haven't called David Ernest, now would be a good time. 279-7431. I almost gave somebody else's number.
279-7431.
279-7431. Yes. Call him right now and let him tell you the way to protect your assets.
Now, let me, you know, I'm pulling up all of these editorials that are popping up about, you know, you've got a lot of folks that really know what's going on historically, that are saying bad things about what's going to happen here in the near future in their opinions. And here's one right here. It says, this was not too long ago that this came out, and it was in December this came out. Why stocks could crash by 40% in April. Okay, now we're in what, January?
Yep.
So, okay, so the editor's note, Ian Wyatt wrote this.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Editor's note. Thought I would pass along this piece by analyst Frank Koster. While this forecast of a market crash may seem outlandish to some people, you may find his predictions about the markets and the world economy, particularly the impact of an aging U.S. population, to be interesting and very useful based upon his historic predictions being so accurate. Okay. So the special correspondent, Frank Koster, he said, have you ever heard of a man named Harry Dent? I've talked about Harry Dent. He's a New York Times bestseller author who has made some shockingly accurate predictions over the last several decades. In fact, using an indicator he and his team developed called a spending wave, he not only correctly predicted the bursting of the Japanese bubble, which he thinks we're in one like that. He predicted the 2008 financial crisis at the exact time, all the way back in 1988, 10 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Now he says we will see 40% stock market crash by April. That takes many, many years to recover. He also says he wouldn't be surprised if it did settle out somewhere down 90% down. People say that's outlandish. Now, that doesn't mean he'd stay down there. Absolutely not. But he says it could take years to recover. Now, let's talk about why he says that.
Okay.
He's going back to Japan, December the 25th, 1989. It had been 10 years of unprecedented growth. Look at us. We've had 10 years of unprecedented growth.
Mm-hmm.
For the small nation whose post-World War II manufacturing domination had swept the world. Most people in the U.S. drove Toyotas, Suzuki, Nissan, Honda, Mazda, Subaru, Mitsubishi, Kawasaki, Yamaha. Any of those names familiar?
I drive a Mitsubishi.
Hardly a cheap American-made Ford, GM, or Chevy could be seen on American interstates during that period of time in the 80s. Nearly every electronic device Americans used was a Japanese brand: Sony, Panasonic, Hitachi, Toshiba, or a Canon. Americans shot Fuji film to take family photos, and children gathered around to play the newest Nintendo game. At construction sites in U.S. cities, Kamasuba bulldozers and cranes moved the earth, and buildings were constructed out of Nippon steel. Japanese real estate was so valuable that the Imperial Palace in Tokyo was worth more than the entire state of California, and the general property market in the country was four times as valuable as the United States.
Wow.
But then the bubble burst.
Kaboom.
Boom. Antimatter and matter. The Nikkei 250 index proceeded to drop by 63% over just the next 2 years. Sounds sort of like what happened in 1929, if you go back and look here. By March 2009, though, it was down over 80% from its 1989 highs. Right now, as we speak, it is still 30% away from its 1989 high. This is what, and I'm just going to cut it off right here. I'm not going to read anymore because it's pretty depressing.
Uh-huh.
But this is what Harry did, is kind of speculating will happen to us. We will have something like this, guys, potentially. Why? Because we are in such an extreme bubble by his standards, by other economist standards. He's an economist, Adam Arthur. Did you know he's a liberal? He doesn't believe it. He didn't like Trump.
He's a liberal. We're still talking about...
Harry Dent.
I did not know that.
He's a liberal.
But he's not stupid.
But he's not a stupid liberal.
There you go.
Stupid liberals want to kill the Keystone Pipeline.
Exactly.
He would have never done that. Stupid liberals.
And doesn't he want to shut down all the coal up there in Pennsylvania? Isn't he up from there that way? Isn't that where he's from?
Yeah, I think so. But here's the thing. You know, Trump, he knew how to stimulate the economy without having to put stimulus in the economy. In other words, what did he do? He took off the regulation. He took off the restrictions. And when you do that and you let people work and be and produce, you're going to continue to have a thriving economy that won't slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have consumers, according to Harry Dent and some others, that are getting older. Okay. And the younger people, have you heard this? I've been hearing this all over the place. People say, you know, I live in a big house.
Yeah.
And I live, you know, somewhere in Montgomery, or I live somewhere wherever. And, you know, these young people, they don't want these. They don't want these big houses. They want to start off smaller. Who am I going to sell this big house to when I want to step down?
Exactly.
You know, and then what am I going to do when that big stock market burst in the sky, when the antimatter to matter hit? I'm trying to tell you what you could be doing. If you're older, okay, say I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
And you earn 10% less than you would have.
Right.
Still got 90% of your money that you would have had, I'm wrong.
That still doesn't sound good because there's 10% of my money that's gone.
But what if this thing is true and the bubble bursts and it goes down 50 to 90% for years and years, or at least 40 or 50% kind of levels off and it takes years to build back up, and you can't use your money for a decade? Had you really had 90% you could use for a decade?
That does make sense.
You see? Now, the reason why I'm using the 90% is that, let's say that if the market keeps running high, they made 10% more.
Mm-hmm.
10% more. I'm just using that as a number. Nobody, you know, these products, these index products, in the first 2 or 3 years, the way I stimulate them, they're going to make artificially 20%, 30% more.
Mm-hmm.
I'll show you. But when they level off, you know, they're going to make, by historic standards and by projections and everything, 50 to 70% of what stock market makes whenever, you know, if it makes 10%, these things can make 4, 5, 6, 7%. You know, but to make 10% of the market by historic standards, you've got to stay in it. If you had come out of it at the wrong time, do you know, I read this somewhere, the average mutual fund, this was a few years ago, I read this, the average mutual fund that made 12% return, do you know what the average person in the mutual fund made?
Okay, so let me back up. You got a mutual fund.
And let's say the mutual fund itself made 12% return.
Right, right. And how much
do you know what the average person that used that mutual fund actually made?
It's got to be something crazy. Tell me.
Somewhere in the 2 or 3% range.
See, there's 8 or 9% somewhere that
Because whoever they're dealing with has been moving around, or they've been moving it around. So they move it out at the wrong time, put it in at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
Timing's everything. So since we can't time things, how would you like it if we could? It doesn't matter, really. In other words, if you put it in index to do it. You know why index to do it is don't really, they're not, they can't be, you can't lose money? Because 100% is not in the stock market, except for the little teeny weeny part that they could have paid interest to you. So if the interest is somewhere in the 1.5%, 2% return, they could give you 1.5% or 2%. But we say, no, don't do that. Let us take that 1.5% or 2% and let them go gambling in the stock market. Mm-hmm. And two times out of three, they make money, more than what you put in there. And every 3 or 4 or 5 years, it's big money. So when they average out the returns, we got statistics that show that, you know, if you back test it, it does real well. But if anything caves in on us, in other words, the stock market goes down, you don't cave at all, because why? Everything you've ever earned and everything you ever got is in a fixed account with that insurance company, just like a fixed account at a bank. It's not in the stock market. It's never in danger. The only thing that's in the danger is the interest you throw in, and it's only 1% or 2%. So, but if they give you a bonus of 5, 10, 15% on the front end, you're using their money for years anyway.
Right.
So this is how we do it. And then we turn around and take money out and reposition it and maybe rebonus it by doing laddering annuities and fix it where the excuse me.
So you're all choked up now.
Yeah, I know. The insurance company pays more money as a industry than they're supposed to. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, I want to tell you the negatives and the positives. They'll say, well, you know, if these big old bonuses that you put on these annuities, they'll bring the caps down and the strategies down. Well, you know, that's true if you're just buying small surrender charges. But once you get them out there 10, 15 years, say the 15-year-old, the caps come back up, the potentials come back up, and they get better than the ones that were like 3 or 4 or 5 years. So that's why I can't, especially if you can take out 20%, then 10, then 10, then 10, have 50% of your money out in 5 years, 4 years. Why on earth these long surrender charges are talked negatively about, especially if you have a liquidity rider on the annuity that guarantees the worst you can get out of it is what you put in it? I don't understand this terminology. I don't understand it. And then they talk about, well, bonds to take care of you. And then bond rates are going down. And if they go back up, they're going to tear you out of the frame. I don't understand all this stuff. I don't get the logic. You know, if you want a guaranteed fixed account, that means that you're guaranteed to never lose your money. Oh, they say, well, there's interest rate losses. Okay. If the stock market made 10% and you made 5, I get it. But do you really believe the stock market is going to make 10% every year these next 10 years? Honestly? I don't.
I know you don't.
I don't see it.
And, you know, David, you and I have worked together for a while now, and I get most of what you're telling me. But I know there are some folks out there who probably are thinking to themselves, I really would like to sit down with David and learn more about what he's talking about. Well, I'll tell you how you can do it. 2-7-9-7-4-3-1. That's 2-7-9-7-4-3-1. That is David's phone number. You can call him up, and that call will come right to him. And he will, he may answer. He may not answer, but he will call you back. And all you have to do is go down and see him and sit down and just open up your mind, because he's going to fill it up with all kind of great knowledge. 2-7-9-7-4-3-1. And what is it you say, David? Knowledge is power.
Absolutely.
The more you know, the better off you are, because we're in a situation.
And I don't claim to know everything. I've just been doing this almost 40 years.
But you know Mr. Knowledge.
I do know Mr.
And he knows everything, so you can ask him.
That's right.
But
he knew that when he put antimatter with matter, it's going to blow up.
Yeah.
And we know that it matters that the stock market is blown up so high that these stocks, these tech stocks mainly, are off base. Mm-hmm. We know this. We know that it over long periods of time, the stock market is a beautiful place to be. We know over short periods of time, and those short periods, though, might be these next 10 years, based on what I just read you a little bit ago. We don't know. Now, if you're younger, it doesn't really matter, because you can just let it go up and down. If it goes down, you're going to be buying in cheap anyway. So go in those 401ks.
Right.
Go in those 403bs. Go in those 457s. But when you get 60, 55, 60, 65, 70, you need to look at something, especially if you're not worth millions and millions of dollars.
Right.
Because a millions and millions of dollar person they're still okay, because if it goes down, they don't have to go into the money they didn't really need. It'll
right.
come back.
Right.
But if you're in the hundreds of thousands, or maybe a million or two, or maybe three or four, depending on your cost of living is. You got to look at it, because let's look at it this way. Mm-hmm. Let's say you had 100 or 200,000 or 400,000. And these people come in here, they got $400,000 in a 401k. They said, well, you know, I might want to pull 20, 30, 40,000 a year out of this thing.
Hmm.
And I'm looking at it.
How long will that last? Yeah.
If you pull $40,000 a year out of a 400,000 401k, you got to be making 10% a year to keep it at 400. And that all sounds great mm-hmm. on an average, but it don't work like that. So here's the thing. If you had $100,000, you were pulling $10,000 a year. And let's say the stock market cut in half, and it's down to $50,000, and you're still pulling $10,000 a year, and you do it for 5 years. Well, you're broke. Let's say you did it for 3 years, the stock market came back. It'll never come back for you. You used up what could came back. That's what I'm all talking about. I'm talking about you using up what could have come back, and you'd have been okay. I'm trying to preach and tell you that if you don't have enough money that you can just stick it over there and never look at it during your lifetime, mm-hmm. potentially, it might not come back.
Right.
If we got a 10-year period like Japan, when it crashed in 1989, it's still 30% away from coming back. How many years has it been since 1989?
31, 32.
All right, let's do some more history. In 1929, we had what?
That big old depression, the crash.
And it didn't come back for anybody till 1954 as a whole. How many years is that?
I think we figure it's 25, 26, something
25
like that.
Years. So I'm not saying 25 years. I'm saying 5 or 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see what I'm saying?
You know, people send messages in. We hadn't got a phone call this evening. I think people are just listening to what you got to say. But I got Henry has sent me a message, and he says, ask David if there is any insurance or any plan on the commodities market, such as farm products. Now, that's what he wrote. I'm not sure I understand what that means, but do you?
There are all kinds of insurances you can buy out there in the markets. Probably you'll have to go to the people that do that. I don't do it. There's puts and calls of all the markets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Puts and calls. You can protect your stock drops by buying puts, you know. But the average person don't know how to do it. The average person don't do it. But if you go to a commodities person that deals with commodities, I'm sure they can tell you how to protect your commodities by using something like a put, but I'm just guessing.
Okay. Now, while I'm talking, and you can grab a drink of water because you sound distressed, man. I'm worried about it.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyhow, I wanted to, I must need a drink of water because everything just jumped out of my head right then. You could direct somebody like Henry to somebody who knows how to take care of that, correct?
Oh, yeah. I know people that do commodities and things.
Okay. So Henry, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, 279-7431. Call David Ernest up at 279-7431. He can give you a little guidance about how to take care of the problem that you're concerned about.
I can't give you the guidance. The people who do it can. It's just like I can't be an attorney.
Right.
I can't be an accountant.
Right.
But I can do what I do. But I can tell you who you can go to that does it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying. Yes.
Well, I got something to go out with tonight, but we got about three or four more minutes. So, you know, we're going to be gone tomorrow evening. We'll be back live Monday, but we've got a show from earlier in the week that we're going to replay tomorrow night. And it's we had all just some great shows this week. And this one's in and ready to go. And then, of course, we're on this weekend on Saturday morning at 8:30 and Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock. You can catch us over there on the podcast. We're on television Saturday morning, 5:30 on the CW. Sunday morning, 5:30 on ABC 32. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
How about that? And we really need to get something together. We're going to have to meet up one afternoon and shoot something, just a good informational show.
We're on an hour in Birmingham on Sundays.
Yes, that's new. That's starting this week, and I've talked with the young man up there. I've got everything together, and we'll get that to him tomorrow.
That's a powerful station.
It really is.
It's a 100,000-watt station.
And it's all up in that part of the...
that's up there where Mo Brooks is, up that way.
Right. And let's see, that's 99.5.
That's right.
And you can get that... You can listen.
Actually hear it all the way to Clanton and sometimes Montgomery.
Actually, I started listening at the Peach Park one day, and I had it all the way down to my house. Sometimes, and you can go up to the end of the road, and you can pick up 95.5, which is in Dothan, where I used to work. It was so funny. Amazing. Because when I was down there, my dear gray-headed mom, would get in the car and go up to the end of the street so she could hear a little boy on the radio, because I was out of reach there. But anything
else? I know
else?
I sound like a preacher preaching. Like, the wilderness and all that stuff.
Well, you're passionate, man. You want to get the word out.
It's really real. This is real. Look at it. It's really real. I mean, this thing is overstimulated. It's a bubble. I believe it. I do believe it. You know, I could be wrong. It might just keep on going for a while. But somewhere down the road, it has to adjust. We can't have P.E. ratios that are twice as high as they normally are.
Mm-hmm.
And Tesla cars are not worth $1.25 million.
Wow.
A piece.
No. How much is one of those cars? They're like electric, right?
I think you can get them from anywhere. Base price, 35 or 45. I think it's 45 to over 100.
And they're hybrids, right?
No, they're fully 100% electric.
Fully electric?
Fully electric.
Wow. But then again, you got to think about how much the batteries cost, how you work on these things.
Oh, yeah.
It's not worth all that.
I mean, it may be the future. I get it. But it's going to be a few years, especially in Alabama. You know, we're not liberal yet.
No.
Go to California, they're liberal. They're driving those Teslas.
There you go. But he is sending people to the moon. Now, maybe I should volunteer to go to the moon or Mars or wherever it is.
Well, you know, there was one thing you could go to Mars. I don't know if it still do it, but it's a one-way trip. You can't come back.
Will there be cable? Well, we have cable TV and someplace I can get a snack.
If there is, it'll be, 6 or 7 or 8 minutes or something? No, I think it's longer than that. I think it's 30 or 40 minutes delay. Light moves at the speed of light.
Well, that's okay. I can.
And electricity, you know.
Because, you'll be up there by yourself. You know. Okay.
Whatever it is.
I think this was a great show. Remember, you can call David 279-7431, talk to him, and any quick word, because I want to play this song going out and make people mad.
Just think about what I've said. Think about it. You know, if you're in a situation where you're older, think about protecting your assets. You don't want to end up like some of this historic stuff that happened. You just don't want it to happen to you.
You don't want it to happen to you.
No, you don't.
And, you know, you don't want this to happen to you. You have to make your living yodeling. And I told you about the little girl. Well, I'm going to play the song.
All right.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Yes, right, baby. I feel like yodeling. We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show. News Talk 93.1 WACV. All right, all. Everybody, get your shoes off. Let's dance now. I think I'm going to go over to the old folks' home and see if I can stir up anything with this. Yodel for me, baby. There you go. Peters, line one.